Just 1 week ago, we filled this church to celebrate Easter. And now we're here on the second Sunday of Easter with really, again, a lot to celebrate. The second Sunday of Easter is Divine Mercy Sunday. We're called to believe in our Lord's mercy. We have to trust in our Lord's mercy upon us. It's a very beautiful devotion that we have today. Today is First Communion Sunday. We're adding new members to the altar of our Lord. Like when a baby is born and brought home from a hospital and starts to sit and eat, there are new members at the table of the family. It's very exciting. Today, there are new members at the altar of our Lord, and it's very exciting for our parish. It's exciting for the church, and so I congratulate all of you. Also, today, the second Sunday of Easter, no matter what year it is in our cycle of readings, today is Thomas Sunday. Thomas Sunday, as we heard in the Gospel. Do any of you have any nicknames? Do you? My brother and I used to have nicknames for each other. Maybe you have some nicknames. What is your nickname?
Mike.
So there are really only two disciples that have nicknames when we look at this Last Supper scene right here in front of us. This Last Supper scene is the moment where Jesus said he will be betrayed, and everybody reacts. The disciple that is holding the money bag and knocking over the salt shaker, we know him, right? That's Judas. We kind of have a nickname for him, the betrayer. He's about to sell our Lord for the price of a slave. That's why he's holding that money, and he's knocking over the salt shaker. That's a symbol of betraying a leader. Keep an eye on that at Thanksgiving, by the way. The disciple right to the left of Jesus that we look at every Sunday when we come to Mass, that is Thomas. And Thomas is raising his finger, and this is to foreshadow the gospel we just heard, because Thomas did not want to believe unless he put his finger and the nail marks, that is Thomas. And Thomas's nickname is the doubter. Huh? The doubter. You know, because we're human beings and not angels, we can doubt a lot in our life. We can doubt how good, for example, may triumph over evil. There's a lot of evil in the world. Will good ever prevail? We can doubt that. We can doubt the effect and the value of suffering in our lives. We all suffer, and we wonder if it's worth it. We wonder if any good can come out of it. We can doubt that. We can doubt our work, our career, the future of our work. We can doubt our family members. I can doubt myself. Can I do it? I can doubt that. We can also doubt our parish. We can doubt our priests. We can doubt God. We do. But we need to be reminded today that Thomas, who did not want to believe, eventually said the most truthful thing about Jesus in the Gospels ever. It was only Thomas who said, "My Lord and my God." No other disciple, no other person says that in any of the Gospels. My Lord and my God. John's Gospel begins with the Word was God, and it takes us 20 chapters later for Thomas to say that Jesus is my Lord and my God. What does it prove? it proves how difficult it is for even those who lived with Jesus to believe in him. So when we doubt, don't lose heart. When we doubt, we have to feed our faith. That's why we come to Mass every Sunday, and that's why you need to go to the Eucharist to feed your soul. Huh? You're not going to go on a long journey without food, are you? No. Why do you think you would get to heaven without the food of the bread of life? That's why Jesus gave it to us, to sustain us for our journey. We're all here today. All of the clergy are here. Father Grafsgaard is here, our deacons. Father Hochalter is having Mass at St. Joe's so that Father Grafsgaard can be here. We're helping out at St. Joe's this Sunday. Your family members are here, and your loving God is here. You will never forget your first communion day, never. I remember mine at St. Joe's in Williston, and you'll always remember yours. When we talk about doubt, I want to tell you what these seven-year-olds believe. Do you know why the church gives First Holy Communion to seven-year-olds? I'm going to tell you. Because when you tell a seven-year-old that this is not bread, but it's the body of Christ, when you tell a seven-year-old that it's not wine, it's the blood of Christ, a seven-year-old will believe you. It's only when we age that we become cynical and doubt and begin to lose our faith. And as I read the letters these children wrote, it's really a reminder for us not to doubt. Because I'm going to tell you something, they don't. These are some of the letters they've written. Dear Monsignor, thank you for Holy Communion. Thank you for Jesus and the body and blood. Dear Monsignor, thank you for changing the bread and wine to Jesus' body and blood. Do we believe that as adults all the time? Or do we just go through the motions? Dear Monsignor, thank you for changing the bread and wine to Jesus' body and blood. Dear Monsignor, thank you for the Eucharist. Thank you for being a priest. We like you better than Father Grafsgaard. No, I just threw that in there. That's not. Caesar is a good dog. Caesar is nice. Dear Monsignor, we are grateful that you are our priest. Dear Monsignor, you are changing the bread and wine into the body and blood. We are so excited to receive Holy Communion today. If the bread and wine was not changed into the body and blood, then we may as well just stay at home and eat an English muffin. But if it is not bread, but the body of Christ, that is why we get up and go to Mass every Sunday. If it is the blood of Christ, every time we come to Mass, every time we go to communion, we are closer to our heavenly goal. Our goal is to get to heaven. So, Thomas may have doubted, but I'm not going to call you doubters. I want to thank you for believing. And every First Communion class reminds all of us who are older to keep believing, to not doubt, and to be thankful for the Eucharist we have. Does that sound good? At my 4 o'clock Mass yesterday, I said that I'm going to preach a long time for First Holy Communion. Was that long enough? No. Thomas was the doubter. We may doubt too. But in the end, we all want to say, when we come before Jesus at the moment of our death, we all want to say to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Amen.